Hello, and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
Today, we are doing a Back to School for Grownups episode all about routines, rituals, and best practices to get organized. This comes in light of Virgo season. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling the need to get my shit together a little bit. Summer was so fun and had a lot of changes, took a lot of trips. Currently in Austria right now, recording from my hotel room. We can talk about that later. But I'm like, you know what? I think it is time that I buckle down and get organized. So when Kara and I were talking about a topic for this week, we were both feeling like, yeah, how do we do that in grown-up world now?
Yes, we have a lot of good ideas, good practices to recommend you guys that either we're doing or we're hoping to implement this fall, because I'm with you. I feel the energy. I have totally felt the desire to get organized and have some routine, have some regularness in my life, and I'll share what has been working for me. But first, as always, we're going to catch up, do our peaks of the week, and then we'll get into the topic.
Amazing. As I said, I'm in Austria. We're here for Clay's 30th birthday. Got a little inspiration from Kara because her and Connor went to London for Connor's 30th a couple months ago now already.
Yeah, that was May. Yeah, right at the beginning of summer. Yeah.
And I'm like, Clay, we have to do something special for your birthday. And he's like, I don't need to. And I'm like, yes, we do, especially since we have a baby coming. We are not going to regret taking the time to do this for ourselves. But with that being said, 2 weeks ago, I went back to Omaha. You guys know all about that. And then next week, I was supposed to be going back to Omaha. That was the original plan, was to go in September because Clay is officiating a wedding. Is that what we decided it's called? Officiating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we're like, what's the word? Ceremoniating. what? We could not think last week.
And so it was obviously important that I should go and support him and his friends that he's doing that with. And then the week after that, his family has their annual Okoboji lake trip. And so in between, we were going to do our baby shower. Well, long story short, I'm in a position of my visa and it's not going to get processed in time. But I'm honestly taking it as kind of a sign from the universe that I don't need to be doing that. I've already been traveling so much. Like, baby boy has already been to 6 countries and he's not even Earthside yet. I'm like, okay.
Maybe. Passport is stamped for baby.
Yeah. So I'm actually kind of relieved. I feel really bad and I'm trying not to feel super guilty. But I'm like, you know what? I am 7 months pregnant. I think it's okay to do that again after I just went back to the US 2 weeks ago. I'm like, okay, kind of happy to stay home. And with that being said, it'll be like the first time I've had alone time since like January, because I had, maybe even before that, when I was living in Tulum, a girl moved in with me and then Clay moved down in March. And then him and I have been go, go, go since. And for my first couple of months in Tulum, I had so much alone time, the most alone time I'll ever get probably in my life again. And so when Clay and I were talking about it, because he's going to go ahead and go back to Omaha, I was like, you know, this might be my like last bit of alone time for, I don't know, like, when you have a newborn, when do you take a week away from your child again after that? Like, it's going to be a long time.
Uh-huh.
And so tying in with today's episode, I was like, I have a whole to-do list of things that I need to do for myself and to get organized in the time frame that Clay is gone. So I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the answer, but I do think you're spot on. You're not going to have alone time for quite a while. So I don't think that that's bad at all. You're so tough and totally eldest daughter. And I feel like you just mindset, you're like, I'm not going to feel bad this pregnancy, and you haven't. But at the same time, you can allow yourself to rest. I would say 99% of people would not fly 7 months pregnant across the world. So I think you can give yourself that grace. And I don't think anyone's going to be mad at you for it.
Thank you. I know some of the things I've been doing while I'm pregnant. Like, we were way up on the top of this mountain today and Peaches is with us and I'm wearing a skirt. And I'm like, I'm doing the most at 7 months pregnant right now.
Which people do. But if anyone's going to do it, it's Allison. And it's authentic and it's real. But yeah, you can definitely rest and not fly back. And it's more than acceptable.
I know. So now no baby shower either, which whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to know the difference anyway.
Yeah, that is sad. Maybe you can do it after. whenever
that's what I was
you make
thinking.
Your way back. Yeah.
I was reading stuff on Reddit and people were like, in times when they didn't get one in before, they kind of made it like a baby meet and greet. Like,
that's
once
cute.
The baby's like a couple months old and ready for all of that. I was like, okay, that could be fun if we went back to Omaha in the spring and had like, I don't know, a party of, well, he's here now. If you want to shower him with love and meet him.
That's almost better.
I think so too.
It's like, okay, you can actually see who your gift is going to.
And maybe we'll actually know what we need at that point. Because right now, I have no idea.
That's like, true.
There's some basics, but I'm sure after some time, I'll learn more. But yeah, besides that, I went to a lot of yoga classes this week and they felt amazing. Went to my prenatal class, went to my face yoga class, my critical spinal alignment class, which I don't even think I've talked about, but I go to that one once a week. And I think it's really helped me feel good in pregnancy. And I haven't ever seen a class like that in the States, but they seem really big on that over here. I tried another yoga studio and they also had a critical alignment class. So I went to that and it's all about getting your spine like decompressed and your posture right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not something I really feel like I've ever thought about as an American. I mean, I know I have bad posture, but like, I feel like we just kind of accept it in America and never really thought about going to a class once a week to actually do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to, there was a food truck festival that we totally stumbled on by chance. We were going to go see Eden. Have you seen that yet?
No. What is that?
I know. Now we're like getting to all the random movies that are coming out because you guys know we have our movie pass. It's 42 euros a month for both of us to have unlimited movies at the movie theater. And so, of course, usually there's only like one big movie that comes out per month. And then we're just going to all these like random side movies. But it's based on a true story of the Galapagos. It has Ana de Armas in it. It has Sydney Sweeney in it. And they're in very different roles than I've ever seen either of them in. But on the way there, we were like, okay, we'll swing by and get some food on the way to the movie theater. Went a different way than we usually go and just happened to go past this park that was having this massive event. It was like food trucks all the way around the outside. Everyone was picnicking. And we're like, okay, let's just go in here. No cover. And you could even bring in like your own food and alcohol and just sit on a picnic blanket. We ended up getting some Indian food. And then we found out that the event was going on the next day too. So then the next day we just went back and like hung out there for like 5 hours. And we were just talking about how interesting it is because I feel like 90% of the time that there's events like that, in my experience in the States, they always charge. It's always like a $10 cover, $10 for parking, no outside food or beverages, no dogs or strict dog rules. And we were just like, whoa, we can just big chill here and not buy anything? Like, how is this possible?
So nice.
And the next day we had empanadas and just people watched and the weather was amazing. And then I got a Thai massage, which was also very life-changing. She was getting in there. Like, they, you know how they get on the table?
Yeah.
So that felt really, really good. And that was pretty much the highlights of the week, minus the work stuff in between. Not too much to report. Laundry, clean house, and then prepped for this trip.
Yay. And then you guys get back. How long's the trip? 3 days? 4 days?
To be determined.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we were gonna probably be home like tomorrow, and now we're like, I don't know, maybe we just tack on France. Okay.
Ooh.
You guys know my Chipotle obsession. I did find out today that there are 4 Chipotles in France and 1 in Frankfurt, and there's a couple other in Germany. And so we may or may not change our plan on the way home so that I can get Chipotle.
That's amazing. And you 1000% need to make a reel or TikTok and tag Chipotle and get one of those Chipotle cards, the free Chipotle for a year for being such a loyal fan. I think you deserve that.
They give those away?
Yeah, they're coveted Chipotle cards that either super fans or celebrities get. And I feel like making a video that you're flying to France or Frankfurt for
driving.
Chipotle, I think that makes you eligible for one, in my opinion.
I mean, the fact that when I was in Omaha, I got it 4 times and usually, you know, the bowls are so big. So I have half a bowl for one meal and then the next day the other half. And so of my 8-day Omaha trip, I had Chipotle essentially every single day then. And I never get sick of it.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Omaha, my credit card statement would literally just be like Chipotle.
That's so funny.
Oh, it's so good. I miss it. It's like one of the top five things, you know, obviously outside of family and friends, like important things that I miss about the US, but Chipotle is like a non-human item. That's probably number one for me.
Yeah, someone needs to sponsor you. Get her on the sponsors list. Come on.
I would do anything. And okay, last food comment. We tried McDonald's in Germany on the way down. Repulsive. It was actually so bad. To the point where it tasted like astronaut food.
Wow.
I was so disappointed. I feel like fries are hard to mess up. Like pretty much anywhere you go, like fries are at least decent. And the blizzard was a crime. It was, or what do you call it? Not a blizzard. A McFlurry. It even said McFlurry on the outside. Mm-hmm. They didn't even blend it. It was just like weird vanilla ice cream with a couple Oreo crumbles on top. I'm like, give me my money back. Clay and I were eating it in the parking lot and we're like, no, this is actually so bad. And we were watching cars go through and we're like, I wonder if these people think this is good. Like in the US, McDonald's is, you know, so bad for you, but that it's good. It's like kind of greasy and salty and crispy.
You can't deny.
Yeah. And I was like, there's no way anyone could get addicted to this. Like, no wonder. I mean, I guess that's by design in Europe. They said, you know, we don't want our citizens getting addicted to this, but it works because it was not good.
That is a fun thing to try, the McDonald's in different countries. In France, it tasted almost the same. Yeah, because I hadn't had McDonald's since before COVID. So after I went to a wedding last year and I was like, you know what? I want to get McDonald's because one, it's Sunday after a wedding. I can justify this. And I was driving back to St. Louis and it was such a letdown. I don't know if it was just a bad location. It was off the highway in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. Such a letdown. But then, like, I don't know. I still know what it's supposed to taste like. And the one in France, St. Raphael, France, it was pretty good. It was pretty comparable.
Like they took
it tasted
a little pride.
Exactly like the US. What's that?
The workers took pride in preparing the food.
I don't know, honestly. Maybe. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it tasted the same.
To be fair, this was also a very random McDonald's on the side of the highway. We were road tripping, you know, so
yeah,
maybe though there's some discrepancies in the levels of McDonald's here because now I appreciate the one in Harlem a bit more. It's on like a cute corner in a two-story building that's like historic. And we were like, wow, we kind of feel bad that we shit on our Harlem one because at least those people cared. This was a disgrace. Like if I was a McDonald's manager and I did like a secret shopping at this McDonald's, I would shut it down and be like, I'm so embarrassed.
No more.
My wrap, it was seriously like 40% mayo. It was so
ooh.
It was like tortilla and mayo. Anyhow,
that's enough to make me never want to go. So in Germany, at least.
No, I was like wiping it on the side of the bag. I'm like, okay, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, that's your report on the state of the Golden Arches abroad. Anything else?
No. Go ahead. How is your week? You're also prepping to leave.
Yeah, I leave Tuesday for New York. Little Tuesday through Friday New York trip. If you listened last week, I was trying to get into this conference in New York City. There was a day only conference. We're going for another event. Me and McKenna are going to an event for Jerk Avenue on Wednesday. And then Thursday, I found this conference that was really interesting that I also wanted to go to. I applied. I did not get in. RIP. So I'm not going to that. So I might be switching my flights to leave Thursday. TBD. Otherwise, me and McKenna will just jump around and see New York things. There's so much to do there. I feel like I can fill my day. But sadly, I'm not going to that conference. Yeah, they had a lot of applicants, I guess, and not enough spots. Maybe next time. But
I'm not accepting that answer for you.
I know. Same. I'm like, what the heck? I feel like I provide a lot of value. I'm like, I know so many things. I know how to podcast. I'm like, I could share a lot of information with people. I'm not just a dud of like, I'm not a leech. I feel like I could share things with other people.
Yeah, you could be a part of the conference, not just
I provide value. Again, I said I would literally work it. And I need to respond to the email and be like, do you need volunteers? But I know. I was actually really shocked. Not that I think I'm hot shit or anything, but just genuinely, I feel like I know a lot about marketing. I have a marketing degree. I worked in New York City in marketing full time. I'm like, huh. But I don't know. You want some? I did apply a day late. So it could be that, honestly. They wanted the applications in by the 19th, and I applied the 20th because I totally forgot. So it could have just been a thing where I got penalized for applying late. So I will take responsibility there.
I'm kind of wondering, like, is there not a DM or a side email,
like,
a LinkedIn message?
Kind of stand outside and someone shows up. I know.
And
I really
like, listen,
could.
I'm in town. I really want to go in.
I'm not that big. I'm like, I don't want to sound like a loser. But I know, I'm like, at least McKenna, I don't know what she was going to do while I was at this conference. So I guess maybe we can do something together now. But yeah, I was kind of shocked. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, I'm certain you can find something else interesting to do that day.
Yeah. Well, in regards to how we're getting organized this fall, I did make a social media calendar and I came up with a bunch of content ideas for me, McKenna. So maybe we're going to be filming. We're going to have a full schedule of filming and doing stuff in New York City. So maybe that's the solution.
I mean, the sister content, it always works for you.
It has been working.
You guys have had a lot. Yeah.
I know. We literally, she always sends me other sisters and is like, if only we lived in the same city, we'd be unstoppable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know. It's such a crime.
Maybe that is the solution, though. Like, if you guys kept doing a trip like once every 6 weeks, batch some stuff, and then you have enough to sprinkle in.
I know. We need to step it up. Well, that's all I know. We got to step it up in the sister content. But yeah, leave for that soon. And then what else? Oh, I guess it's Memorial Day weekend. Fully have been at home, fully embracing the Virgo energy, organizational energy, really trying to get lots of projects done that I've been putting off or just forcing myself to get organized. So organizing social media, business stuff, also our house. We have a running house projects list and I've just slowly been checking things off and like, I really want to rest this weekend and chill, but I'm like, no, I need to get stuff done because even though I don't have any more future work trips on my docket right now, I was told last week that I'll be putting foot on something soon. And is that next week? Is that in 2 weeks? Who knows? So I'm trying to take advantage of when I'm here and forcing myself to be productive, which...
No, that's smart.
And Connor got me into Red Rising. So all I want to do is read these stupid books. If you guys haven't read Red Rising, get on it. I'm on the last one. And I'm like, why
are
you
made
me into
progress?
This? Yeah. I'm a very slow reader, so I'm not going to lie and be like, I've been reading them by any means fast, but I am on the last one. I'm halfway through. And I'm like, why did you get me into this? Because we need to be productive. We need to be doing this stuff, but all I want to do is read. It's a problem.
I mean, there are far worse habits, hobbies, things you could be doing than reading.
I know. And I'm like, we want to start a show because it's fun to have a show with somebody.
Oh my God. I thought you meant as like, because you just went to LA to film.
No.
They were saying,
no, me and Connor want to start a show to watch.
Okay.
No, they already have a Red Rising show. It's in production.
I thought you meant you, Connor, and you wanted to start your own like reality show about yourselves.
Oh my God. We would get canceled after season one. They would be like, you guys are not interesting enough. Sorry. Love us, but we are not fit for reality TV. If anything, maybe my job or the Kirkpatricks of me and Connor, they'd be like, where's the drama? You're not giving us anything.
Actually, I want you to guess who I think in your family has the most reality TV show potential.
I mean, I have no idea. Who are you thinking?
Your mom.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say my mom or Riley. That was going to be my guess. Because what do you think?
I just think she's so funny. Like the video, I don't know what restaurant you guys were at. Is it like a Missouri thing? You were like, everyone else in the family hates this place. So me and my mom had to go.
Oh, yeah. She's ready for the camera. Chicken salad chick was the video. You get a scoop of chicken salad and a cookie and crackers. Who wouldn't want to come here? Like, she's ready. Where do you guys think I get it from? Yeah, hello.
I was just about to say the apple did not fall far from the tree on that one.
She's ready for the camera. She loves it, which is good because it's fun. And there's one video like flopped so hard. I made one video when we were in Mexico City of all this together. It literally got like 50 likes, but it's me doing her makeup and it's so funny. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
I didn't get to it in time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
what
a good
you take
one
it
too.
Down?
It shows what's up. No, it's up. You can go watch it, but it just shows her personality and that she would be good for reality TV.
I mean, the Kirkpatricks, four kids. Clay and I were talking about this, that four kids is when people start paying attention to your family. Like, if you have three, a lot of people have three kids, but we can all remember the people from our high school or our neighborhoods or community. Four kids,
it's a bunch.
It makes it like a whole thing. And you guys have that.
Kirkpatrick, and Clay.
And Clay has it too. Yeah. And people know both of your guys' families. Well, that's probably part of it is like
there's more people to know.
Yeah. And then people are just interested.
Doubles your network, quadruples your network. That's really funny and true because you're right. It's either everyone knows if you're a solo child, only child, or they know if you have four or more. Like, there's the in between kind of gets forgotten. Or you're like, do you have one sibling, two siblings? If they're two or three, you forget the number, but no one forgets four or more.
The four. No.
Or the solo children.
Someone asked me, how many kids do you want? And I was like, I don't really know how many I want, but it's probably going to end up being one or four. Because it's either like we just have our one child and we commit to being only child family, or we embrace the chaos and then you might as well have four and really get into it.
That's like, so you funny probably
you loved being four, right?
Oh my gosh, it's the best. You have so many friends. I loved it. Obviously, I don't know any different, but yeah, there's so many people to choose from. If you're mad at somebody, you have two other options. Or you form alliances and you gang up on one of them.
What is the total age difference between Brady and Riley? Like, you guys are close.
Yeah, we're pretty close. Brady's just turned 31 and Riley is 25. So really not that far apart. Six years? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's short.
Yeah.
It was probably chaos at one point.
So yeah, people in our family joked that we could have a reality TV show, but and now that I know more behind the scenes of production, like, you have to start so much fake drama or no one cares about your family if everything's happy and dandy. Like, there has to be so much fabricated to be interesting, which that's just me, like, being way too analytical of the entire situation. But also, yeah.
Did you start your volleyball this week?
Yes. I guess last updates, we can do peaks of the week and get into it. Volleyball started. We are so much better than my last team that I got together. Maybe it was almost 2 years ago now, maybe a year and a half ago. We are a lot better. So that's very positive. We have a lot of the same players returning, a few new people. Morale is high because we are better. We did lose our first game. We won one set, one of three. So that was good because we rarely ever won a set. The last time we got a team together, there was just different levels of abilities. And this time around, I just made sure like everyone was on the same page. Like, okay, this is the ability level we're going to sign up for. Is everybody cool with that? Because last time we had some really, really talented people and then like some people that had never played before. I'm like, okay, pro tip, if you're doing any rec sports, just put some feelers out of what level people are, because I didn't do that the first time. I just did it whoever wanted to play. And there was a lot of mismatch and just it was chaos. So this time around, I made sure we're all on the same page and it's been going really well. And I'm sadly going to miss this week's game because I'll be in New York. But this weekend, me and Connor played a little bit of volleyball because I hadn't served in so long. And a big part of volleyball, obviously, is getting your serve over. And I did miss a couple serves and so did Connor. Our whole team, we were all missing our serves. So this weekend, me and Connor went to the sand volleyball court for 15 minutes and I just did serve. So I'm like, I got to get back into the, not to be a pun, but in the swing of things, because you don't really get time to practice before the game start. So was practicing serves this weekend. And final update, we went and watched the Arsenal soccer game today. We found there's a St. Louis Arsenal soccer fan club, and they all go to Llewellyn's pub and watch the game. And it was really fun. It felt like you're in a UK pub. Everyone's screaming, everyone's cheering. So we went with Connor's brother and sister-in-law, and it was really fun. I loved it. I felt like, again, felt like I was in the UK.
I'm really happy for Connor that you guys found that. It was going to be good for him. Yeah.
Yes. He's very happy that he found a place for him to share his passion. Should we do peaks of the week?
Yes. What was yours?
Fun fact, I signed up for ClassPass last year in November when I was traveling to Lake Como, Thailand, and Vietnam because I wanted to work out, but I didn't want to obviously pay all these drop-in fees for all these different classes. So I did ClassPass and did it while I was traveling. Well, I've forgotten to cancel it every single month since then. And every single time the renewal comes around, I still have credits. So I've been wasting, well, not really. It's not wasting money if I'm actually doing the classes and stuff and using them. So this month I'm determined to use all my credits and I've been doing a lot of yoga classes. I'm getting a facial tomorrow. So my peak has been using ClassPass. It is very fun. You get to go and try out a bunch of different workout studios. Found a new Pilates studio in The Hill, which is the Italian neighborhood here. Casa di Pilates, and everything's in Italian, which is really cute. Not the classes, but just like the names of the different classes and stuff.
Wow.
That would be really cool. I don't sadly think that many people speak Italian here. But yeah, and I didn't realize how non-flexible I've gotten and how stiff I've gotten since I always do a hot yoga phase in the winter. So I haven't been to a lot of these classes since January, February, and my body's been really needing it. So that's felt really good. And I would say my peak is getting to try out all these different classes.
Amazing. My peak was adjacent. So I'll just piggyback off that and keep talking about ClassPass. And I don't know if it's the cycle timing or what, but I woke up this morning to multiple emails from ClassPass saying, this person used your link, $30, has been applied to your account from multiple people. So if you're a listener that's been using my link, thank you, because truly for the last year, I don't think I've had to pay for ClassPass because so many people use my link. So thank you guys. I'll link it again if you want, because it comes with free credits. But I couldn't agree more with what you said, that it's so fun to go try new places. And ever since I got ClassPass, I've never canceled it, because anytime I get the inkling like, oh, did I not use this enough? I'm like, no, I want to go do something and try something different.
Mm-hmm.
And my peak was literally going to be this crystal ball meditation that I went to. I love Soundbass, and I don't know why I hadn't gone to this other one yet. I think it's because it's on a Wednesday night, and I love going to this one that's in Harlem on Friday nights because Clay always has calls, and I'm like, what else am I going to do with myself? So I hadn't gone to this Wednesday one yet with this other girl. And I mean, I still love the Friday night girl, but this one on Wednesday like changed my life. It was a lot of EFT tapping. So before we even started the sound bath, she gave a lot of information of how useful sound baths are and why they actually work and how they organize your cells in the same way, kind of like stretching when you get done with a workout. And I need Clay to come and explain this. Everything is like disorganized. He's like, that's why we have to do massage. We've got to make everything nice straight lines again. And she was saying the same about the crystal ball meditation, that the things in your body get all scattered and sound healing puts them all back in the right place. And that's why you feel so good and so rejuvenated, and why you can really, really, really deeply relax. And then with the EFT tapping, why the points are tapped on for a reason. And I just appreciated that she didn't just play bowls, because I feel like a lot of classes you go to, sometimes the instructors, they're just doing the flow if it's a yoga class, or they're giving the workout, not really explaining the depth of why actually they're doing each posture or something. And I wish more instructors did that. I just got so much value out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mind-body connection, kind of.
Yeah, like, oh, there's a reason I'm here besides this just feels nice.
Yeah, and it validates how you feel, knowing there's physical benefits behind it. Yeah,
exactly. So in summary, ClassPass, because otherwise you wouldn't try things out of your comfort zone necessarily. It's good accountability to keep putting yourself out there.
Yeah, and I feel like I did use your code too. So hopefully that registered, because you have been at it for a long time. And like you said, I'm not even mad that I've had it this long, because that's been almost 8 months I haven't canceled it. But I'm like, I'm still getting all the value. So it's not like money down the drain at all.
Yeah, because they roll over. And actually, funny enough, I used your link this weekend to get us.
I did get an email.
Maps.
Okay, that's funny. That was you.
It said it was me.
Referral redeemed. I'm like, cool, whoever that is.
I was like digging through our show notes. I was like, okay, wait, did we put this?
That's so nice. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and talk about one of our sponsors real quick, Shopify. As you guys know, starting a small business, there's nothing small about it. There are so many things to do. And both myself and Allison run a business, obviously, we run this podcast, and it has been consuming us since we started. There's always a new decision to make. And sometimes those small decisions feel so massive. And something that really helps you when you have a small business is choosing a company that has a great reputation, that does things right, so that the small decisions can be the right decision. So that's why we love Shopify. It is the best commerce platform, and Shopify is behind millions of businesses around the world. Did you know it actually is 10% of all e-commerce in the US is Shopify? So that's brands like Mattel, Gymshark, Skims, you name it. Those brands use Shopify. You can tackle all of your important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. Shopify makes the marketing minefield easy with built-in tools for running social media and email campaigns, so you can find new customers and keep them. And if you're looking to grow your business internationally, Shopify has global selling tools that can help you in over 150 countries. I mean, for us, it's a no-brainer. Shopify is the e-commerce platform to use if you're selling anything online. Get all the big stuff right for your small business right now with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. You can use the code alreadyfriends to get a $1 per month trial. Again, at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thanks to Shopify for sponsoring the show.
Okay, the holidays are sneaking up fast, and it is not too early to get started on your holiday shopping and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods is making holiday shopping way less stressful this year with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you cannot find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is the best place to discover extraordinary designs from small businesses and independent makers since 1999. It's truly the perfect name for this website because there are so many unique and interesting gifts for anybody in your life, and there's so many different niches. The mixologists, the gardeners, the diehard football fans, the history buffs, the book lovers, whatever your person that you're shopping for is interested in, you're gonna find something special and unique on Uncommon Goods. One scroll through their site, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's just so many unique niche gifts, and they're all from independent artists, small businesses, so you feel good supporting them. A lot of these gifts are made in small batches, so when you're shopping for the holidays, shop now because they will sell out, which is a great thing because we love a small batch unique gift. Also, every purchase at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice, and they've donated more than $3 million to date. So get started early on the holiday shopping this season at Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/alreadyfriends. That's uncommongoods.com/alreadyfriends for 15% off. Do not miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, one time a video did well with my Airlo code, and I literally had 20 emails come in within a week. So same with you. Luckily, I don't have to pay for Airlo because I have a lot of credits still.
Glad we get something out of talking all about all of our
all this yapping. Okay, should we do you guys' peaks? This is a fun one. Grace said, back on campus with my best friends, very much that back to school energy. Love to see it. Hope you're having a great time.
Okay, this is pretty funny. Hannah said, going on a party bus with friends to celebrate a breast reduction. Thank you guys for the memories. Love that you decided to celebrate that in such a big way. How memorable. What a good time.
Another back to school one. Claire said, started my freshman year of college and moved into my dorm. That's amazing. Wishing you an amazing 4 years, amazing first semester at school. And don't forget to study while having all the fun.
As always, send in your peaks of the week on our Instagram story box. Every Monday, our Instagram handle is at Our Defense Podcast.
Getting into today's topic, we have different buckets that we came up with for organizing your life this fall. So we're going to walk through those, and then we'll give some good tips with each bucket of things that we've been doing, as well as some final tips for being that organized back to school person.
Amazing. So the first one is your physical environment. I feel like a lot of people think about this with spring cleaning, but it almost seems like spring cleaning, the concept of it should be in the fall, because in the summer, when the weather's good, most people are outside. They're going to events, they're going to activities, they're going around their neighborhood. You're spending a lot of time outside because it feels good to be outside, have the sun on your skin. And then in the winter, on the flip side, is when you're spending all of this time indoors. So in my mind, it would make more sense that we could use the fall to really set up our home environment in a way that is going to give us a healthy, happy winter. Seasonal depression is so real. You're spending all this time in your house. How can you make it a space that fits your goals, fits your routines, is clean, is cozy, and not do that when you're about to get out of your house?
Yeah, wait, that's so true. I've never come to that realization. It's like cozying up your cave before you go and hibernate.
Hoogifying, if we can make that a verb.
Yeah. For this one, my action items that I've done so far, I've truly just gone on Pinterest and typed in fall cleaning schedule or cleaning checklist and saved that, screenshotted that to my phone. And it has a whole list of things. I do this for the spring too, of just things that you don't think of in your regular weekly or biweekly cleaning of your house. Wiping down the walls, vacuuming closets, just those extra special deep cleaning things, wiping down every window, even windows that you're literally never touching or seeing. I encourage everyone to do that. It'll be so much easier if you tackle it every big seasonal change like the fall or the spring instead of never doing it at all. Like, I don't look at my walls and think I need to wipe this down, but it's just those things that are on those lists That's such a good thing to get done every once in a while.
Detoxifying your dishwasher and the washing machine.
Yeah. Washing your sponges or throwing out the sponge. Yeah, getting a new sponge. Washing your curtains if you have curtains that get dirty. Like what? Replacing filters, replacing batteries and smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, spot cleaning carpets and furniture.
I'm sure dusting TV the blinds screens. Is on there.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, dusting your blinds. Yeah. Again, all these niche random things that you don't think of. Clean your range hood and filter. I don't have that, but if you have that, maybe you're not cleaning it all the time. Moving, pulling out your oven, pulling out your fridge and vacuuming behind there. Things like that. So for me, with this back to school Virgo energy, I'm fully embracing the deep clean. And tips that I have, since I, again, am hooked to Red Rising, I will wear headphones and listen to Red Rising while I do all this. And it's kind of a little reward, a little habit stacking, a treat to encourage me to do the not so fun tasks, even though I do kind of like cleaning. I feel like some of us, you enjoy it. It makes you feel productive and it's not the worst thing in the world. So I do like it, but having an audiobook for sure makes it a lot better.
Couldn't agree more. That's how I feel about doing my nails at home too, even though it's not really cleaning, but it's just things that take quite a long time that can feel like a task. But if I throw a podcast on, then the time flies. So, I mean, you guys are probably listening to this. So,
yeah. Hopefully, if whatever you're doing, pull up a deep cleaning list and just do this now. No, but some other good environmental organizing your space tasks. You can clean out your drawers, donate some clothes. One challenge, you could find 5 things in your house that do not get used, maybe haven't been used in the last year, and get rid of those, donate those if you don't have a purpose for those in the future. And again, with the grown-up back-to-school energy, maybe restock, get a new planner, get a new notebook. Anything with that school nostalgia, I think, can encourage you to be organized as long as you're actually going to use it. Get some new pens, maybe some new storage bins. I don't think there's anything wrong with buying things for the organizational purpose, again, if you're going to actually use them.
100%. And maybe you could start by cleaning things out first, because you might have some of this stuff and not even realize it. But then you can condense it and revamp your office or revamp a desk or have a drawer that's specifically dedicated to your office supplies. And I agree. It's so fun. When I was a kid, I would get so excited for back to school. And maybe as an adult, this could also mean an upgrade to your laptop bag. I get kind of a lot of ads on Instagram for, I don't know why they think I'm in college. They're like, this is the perfect college bag for your laptop. Like, it's cute. It hides your laptop. It has a sleeve here for your planner. And I don't know, when I was in college, I just used a backpack. I'm pretty sure. Like, didn't everyone?
Yeah.
I guess it's been a while, but I'm pretty sure I just had a backpack most of the time. But now it seems like the girlies are having way cooler bags for their laptops and school supplies. I love my one from Mandarin. That's the fanny pack company that I've been partnered with for years, but they finally came out with this. They have 2. They're totes. I'll link them. But my laptop fits in it, and it's so cute and so nice and high quality, and it has all of these different pockets. And whether I'm traveling or going to coffee shops and working, they thought of everything. There's so many different pouches in there. So that could also be a fun upgrade if you don't necessarily need, like, you know, crayons and markers anymore. You could gift yourself a nice messenger bag.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. And then just some spaces. If you don't need a deep clean, I think we can all improve. Maybe organize your fridge. That could be a fun one. You can get some containers if you have jars or cans and make that look really nice, or get some glass cases for your fruit and things. You can make your fridge look really nice. My fridge could use a cuteness upgrade. It is, yeah, it's really not cute. But something I did in the spring, I organized my toiletries cabinet. I don't even know what to call it, because it has skincare and makeup and random, yeah, I guess skincare stuff. In our hall closet, I got clear acrylic bins and had one for hair care, one for skincare, one for vitamins. That is definitely the best $15 I ever spent. I just went to Marshall's, TJ Maxx, got a pack of 6 clear acrylic bins, because I just had all this stuff on the shelves. It is so much better. Highly recommend.
I feel the same way about glass jars in the kitchen. That's been something I've been doing for years. My brain, I think it's called object permeance. If I can't see it and it's not on the counter, It like doesn't really exist in my brain. The fridge I at least open a lot because food is fresh. But if things go into a cabinet or a drawer, I like literally forget about them. Every place I've lived since 2019 has open shelves in the kitchen because I know myself. And if the things are not on the shelf and the fruit is not in a basket on the counter and I can't see a rice in a glass jar, oatmeal in a glass jar, I will just not make it. And it will be in the pantry for years. And I also think it looks so pretty, especially like you can put twine on them or like get the cool ball mason jars. Then it doubles. You have decor in your kitchen, but it's useful. It's not just like random stuff. And it just feels elevated and Pinteresty to have things out on your counter that are actually useful to you instead of just like knick-knacky stuff. Cause then It feels lived in, but in an intentional way. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So just reevaluating your spaces, making things look nice, but also, yeah, getting rid of the clutter. If there is knick-knacky things on your countertops that don't serve a purpose, finding a different home for them or maybe letting them go.
The last thing I did in this category that I want to shout is I put away my true really summer clothes, just folded them up and put them in the top of my closet, like swimsuits, a couple like body suits that were really revealing and open back, a couple of denim shorts, things that I knew, all right, it's too chilly, very small likelihood that I would be wearing this. And if I do, I can grab them. They're still there. And then moved my sweaters and long sleeves right into the front. And
nice.
It kind of feels like you go shopping if you do that, if you can rotate it around. And same with boots. I mean, it's a little different because I grabbed these things from my Omaha storage unit. I grabbed two pairs of boots and I was like, wow, I feel like I just got new boots because you haven't been wearing them. It's like a perk of living summer with seasons is when you bring things out from the other season, you're like, oh, I forgot I had these nice things. And maybe you could start with that before shopping because it's kind of a dopamine hit to remember great pieces that you had and then evaluate, okay, what do I need this season? Like, do I need a new bag? Do I need a new pair of leather boots? Do I need some really warm scarves and beanies, a wool sweater, and kind of take inventory of that? And then since you have time, you can start looking for those things slowly.
Yeah, take inventory of what you have before going out and getting new stuff. I think that's perfect. Okay, our next chunk of our lives that we've been organizing are schedules. That includes routines and time management. What have you been organizing in this realm?
I would say the number one thing that I've been focused on in the last couple of months is my movement schedule. And I am so happy with it right now. The critical alignment is on Sundays in the morning. And then Sunday afternoon is Mama Pilates. Monday is sound healing. Tuesday is face yoga. Wednesday is vinyasa. Thursday is prenatal yoga. Friday, cacao ceremony, different type of crystal bowl meditation. And then Saturday, Clay and I do something outside, maybe a longer bike ride, or we do nothing. And I am someone who's not very good at routine. I have rituals, but I'm really bad at doing the same thing week after week. And I would say this summer has actually been some of the most routine I've been in a long time. I think the Dutch culture is playing into that. Tulum was not a very routined place. It's very easy to just drift along in the wind there. And I'm like, wow, I really like this. I love having the same thing to look forward to, but it doesn't feel like I'm getting burned out because each day is still different. And so for me, that's kind of the happy medium. Like, I know I could never go to Pilates 5 days a week or face yoga 5 days. Like, I would get so bored, but doing one of those things each time per week, then I really get excited about that one class and I look forward to it and I feel good about it. And then it's a week until I get to go again. And so I'm going to try to use that framing and apply it to some other areas of my life. Like, Clay and I have been really good on Sundays about making our meal plans for the week. I got this cute little calendar at Zara Home. And so we decide what 5 meals we're going to cook. We just do dinner. We haven't gotten to the point of getting breakfast and lunch in there, but we've actually been following through with it. And it's really good for us because if we know, then it's like, okay, yes, we do need salmon for that salad. It's the only thing we're missing. I'll be like, I'll stop and grab this on the way home from yoga. Or maybe the next day, Clay's out running an errand and he picks up something. That has really helped us cook more, knowing what we have. And then it's kind of fun. It feels like we're, I don't know, planning such an exciting thing. Like when I was a kid, my parents would go through the school lunch calendar and be like, okay, what days do you guys want hot lunch or what days do you guys want cold lunch? And if it was the Crispito, I was like, Crispito and French toast were like the only hot lunches I would have. And everything else was cold lunch. But it kind of reminds me of doing that because I haven't done that since like elementary school, honestly.
Oh my God, I forgot about picking what you wanted at lunch. That's so funny. What a memory unlocked with this back to school topic. Oh my God. Oh, and I love the meal prepping. And this is Connor's brother and his family. They have kids, but they do like Taco Tuesday and Pizza Friday. And that is such good organization in your life. You don't have to be so rigid if you don't want to pick every single day, but I think they just do a couple. And that's so true. Then they know what to buy at the grocery store. Then you feel so confident making the same meal and you can switch it up and stuff. But I feel like once you have some routine recipes that you make all the time, then you're just even cutting your time in half when you make those things. So I really like that. I feel like I could definitely have more routine with the meals that we eat because right now it's just whatever we're in the mood for, but it would be nice to have more of a plan.
Let me comment on that really quick too, because it actually has been so inspiring and how you said you get better at it. I feel like you could come up, not you, just anyone could come up with a schedule. Like maybe if it's tacos on Tuesday, salads on Wednesday, because we've kind of been doing that. I feel like we have like a pasta, a rice bowl, a salad, but then we switch up the sauces or we switch up the protein. Or if it's a salad, like we'll do, okay, this week we're going to do a strawberry summer salad with like walnuts and chicken. And the next week it's like, ooh, maybe we do like a teriyaki salmon. So the core entree could kind of like stay the same, like pizza, pasta, salad, and then the switch up could be in the execution of that because that unintentionally is kind of what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Oh, and yeah.
We'll keep following that too.
Yeah, that's a great shout. That does not have to be boring in any way. You can totally play around with it. For me, I've been using ClickUp for all my work tasks and just staying organized with anything I need to do for work or social media things I run. I like having ClickUp. I have it on my phone and my computer. It's a organizational list software. And then if I need to delegate anything, it's really easy to share with other people. And it links to my Google Calendar. My Spanish tutor was asking me how I stay organized when I have all these different things as a freelancer. And Google Calendar was my number one answer, plus writing everything down on ClickUp. Any personal tasks, I pretty much keep on Apple Notes. I just have a running pinned personal errands thing. And then we also have a home projects Apple Notes. So I try to keep digital notes just because I do like writing stuff down on paper, but I do find that I will forget if I leave that notebook somewhere for a week and then don't go back to it. So I like to have it on at least paper and digital. Oh, I guess I've also been trying to really get back into my morning routine because summer was very go-go-go that I did fall off on having a morning routine that I follow every day. So, and like you said, with getting organized with your wellness and physical wellness, that has been a big part of getting back into my morning routine is that I try to do some sort of movement or workout every single day. And that's so much easier to build a morning routine when you have a workout that you need to be out the door for or that you need to get to. It's so much easier to add in meditation or do your skincare or whatever else is part of your morning routine. Having workout around that, for me, it helps me have so much more structure.
Yeah. As someone who leans more towards being a night owl, like in the evening, I get this burst of wanting to do stuff. And I love mornings, but I'm not as good at being disciplined in the mornings. Clay is insanely disciplined with his morning routines. And so I've been trying to, you know, take notes from him. And yeah, it's like he wakes up at the same time and he does things in the same order. And I'm just like observing, like, wow, it is so impressive to see someone so diligent and committed to their routine that then it's made me be like, okay, I can try to do that too. But if you guys have roommates or partners or siblings or whoever you live with, I do feel like the people in your house can really influence your routine, especially if you're like sharing a bathroom or sharing a kitchen, you have to coordinate. So maybe that could be something you sit down and make it a fun thing with whoever you live with. Like, how can we optimize our mornings that we can both succeed and help each other? Or like maybe 3 days a week, you take the dog for a walk so I can do this, or vice versa. Maybe you cook breakfast and I get to stretch Monday, Wednesdays, and then we flip, and then you get to have a 20-minute meditation. Could be a nice way to break up some of those morning tasks that can get you both going in the morning, especially if you have office jobs that you got to get out of the house for.
Absolutely. And final notes for organizing your schedule this fall. If you have a calendar, take a look at it, get it organized. Don't be afraid to color code it or move it to digital. If you're just kind of freeballing it, make sure you find some sort of organization calendar-wise that works for you. If you are trying to get more organized, maybe pick one task and set it to recur every week. So a good small step could be a Sunday reset. Make a list of things that you want to do every Sunday. Put that in your calendar or try to do it every single Sunday. And I feel like that will already exponentially get you more organized. Or treat the next 4 months of the year like a semester of school and plan out your September, October, November, December, and just see what trips you have coming up or tasks. Maybe you have a lot of big tasks for your home or work or personal life, and you can assign one per month and try to make a goal to do those.
I think I really need to do this with beauty for each day of the week. Like how I was saying, okay, I love having my movement, this thing on Sundays, this thing on Mondays. I need to go through and figure out what beauty things I want to do, self-care, home things like that, so that each day I can do one of those, because whether I'm more of a tomboy or a low maintenance girl, I'm just not the type of girl that's like gets so excited about an evening skincare routine or a super, super everything shower. I feel like I kind of do the bare minimum to stay hygienic and clean and cute. But for me, I have to consciously think about it. And as I'm reflecting, as I'm saying this, I think it's because sometimes I get overwhelmed of all of the things it takes to be a girl. It's like, oh my God, we have eyebrows and nails and exfoliating and self-tanner. And it's just like so many things. So maybe I need to go through and pick from all of the beauty things that girls do, whether there's 10 or 15, and then I should assign them to certain days that make sense. Because I am, how do you do it? Trip-based? I feel like mine end up being trip-based. Like before I go on a trip, I'm like, oh shit, I got to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm probably on the other end of, I like beauty stuff. I love makeup. I love doing all that stuff. So I don't know. I think I just do it when I'm like, oh, got to tweak my eyebrows. Oh, need to dermaplane my face. But I like it. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it now. Let's go. But that is good. I mean, there's probably lots of different categories in our lives where we can get some more structure routine.
Okay. Well, I'll report back.
Yeah.
For us Tom girly boys.
Yeah.
The tom boys.
You all got to stick together.
All right. What is our next category?
Finances. So if you guys need to do a little finance check, back to school, budget reset, Virgos, they're practical. They check on their finances. Things that you could do, maybe just go through your bank statements and see what subscriptions you have. I've shouted this out before, but I've used Rocket Money to check subscriptions. Not sponsored. I know they do sponsor a lot of people. That's not sponsored, but they do check on your subscriptions and things that are kind of hidden that you didn't realize you were getting charged for, or fees that randomly came up that weren't monthly. So maybe your gym charged you a fee and it's like, hey, did you recognize this charge? Did you mean to pay that? I think going through your bank statements, you can find things that definitely aren't supposed to be there. So make sure you're doing a subscription clean out or just checking in on things that could be accidental charges and you got to catch them. What about you?
This is an area I think I will always be pretty good in because I just love money. And every Monday I do the payroll for the shop. So Mondays for the past couple of years have just been my money Monday. I go through, I log into all of my bank accounts and make sure everything's all good. If I need to pay anything or change any billing, I just do it all on Mondays. And it really doesn't take me more than, I don't know, 45 minutes to do the payroll, go through the numbers, check on my accounts. And for me, money is so tied to like stress and feeling mentally stable. And I could never just not know what is going on with my finances because I would have crippling anxiety. I mean, my dad works in banking, so it probably comes from that. I just need to know. And if too much time passes or like I miss a Monday or like tomorrow is Labor Day and then I do it on Tuesday, I feel so off. I'm like, oh, why are the banks closed? I don't like this. I want everything organized by like Monday at 2 p.m. So I think that just happened from my upbringing. And then naturally I was interested in time, but the reward of knowing, I think, keeps me doing it. Like if you're someone who you get anxiety, if you do look, then that's like a whole nother thing. How would you overcome that? I think if you just start doing it a little bit out of time, you'll start to gain confidence in it. And then it won't be this big mystery. Anxiety, I think, is caused from like not knowing. It's like, oh my God, what could happen? It's the unknown. But then if you know, you can make a plan and either get a financial advisor or be like, okay, we have to cut back in this area, or we can allocate more money over here. And that will empower you to make better choices in all of the areas of your life that require spending money.
I love the Money Monday idea. If someone puts on their calendar, 2 o'clock, Money Monday, can you give some rapid fire things that are essential to your Money Mondays order process?
Of course. Would love to. Logging in first to my checking account. And I'm going to sound so insane. I have 14 checking accounts at the main bank that I log into first. That's like my home first stop. And I have a tax account. I have a student loan account. I have food. I have travel. And I have everything funnel into one account. So then I take the money that's coming in and I move it to the other accounts. So your guys' situation is probably not that extreme, but if you have one inflow account, most banks will allow you to open multiple different checking accounts under one account. I love having it broken apart because then it's one less step of like wondering how much money you have to go towards certain things. Like if you can physically move the money in the account, it's like, oh, yeah, rent and bills paid. Oh, cool. Going to the travel fund. Love to see it like on the dashboard. Then I go into my credit card accounts, make sure to pay things, go through the bank statements to ensure no one is charging me because, okay, a fun reward of that could be I have gotten so many, I guess you would consider them refunds or caught it in time when they were like pending. And then I always feel like I'm making money, even though I'm not. It's literally stopping my own money from getting charged. But it is the best feeling if you accidentally get charged for a subscription and you can hop on and be like, hey, I see this billing is today or it was literally yesterday. Is there any way I don't need this anymore? Could you please refund me? I think the companies are way more likely to do it. Like my success rate on that is like 99%. It will almost always stop it or refund it if you contact them that day. But like if you check 3 months later, they're probably like, I mean, maybe you should look closer.
Yeah.
So that's a good benefit of checking often.
Okay, cool. Well, that's very helpful since you're someone who already has the organization in that category down.
And then the last thing I'll say on that one, if you guys have an iPhone and then you go into the settings on your iPhone, you can see what subscriptions are in there.
Yeah.
When you get your statement and it just says like Apple, you're like, what? What on iCloud did I buy?
Yeah.
So if you can go into the subscriptions on your iPhone, usually what I'll do is have them canceled because you will still be able to use them until the end of your payment time. And then if I want to go back into that app and I don't have a subscription, then it makes me be like, okay, do I actually need this? And sometimes some of those apps you might only actually use a couple of times a year, but then you're paying every month for those times few and far in between when you actually use them.
No, I think that's great and definitely something I can improve on. So I'm going to take your advice and hopefully routine checking on my stuff because right now it's just whenever I remember, which is not great.
If you've been loving the weekly episodes of Already Friends and want even more real, raw, and unfiltered conversations from us, come to our Patreon page. Over there, your support helps us keep this public show going every single week. And as a thank you, you'll get instant access to our entire library of bonus episodes. We even go deeper, talking about things we don't always share on the public feed. Think shocking life moments, friendship breakups, controversial opinions, behind the scenes of our businesses, and so much more. It's only $5 a month to join, and we still add new bonus episodes each month. So if you're craving more candid, cozy chats, spicy takes, and big sister energy, head to patreon.com/alreadyfriends, select the $5 a month tier, and you'll become a member. We'd love to have you, and if you've already joined, thank you so much for the support.
Okay, final bucket we're going to talk about today to get organized on is your relationships and personal growth. So with the fall, we've got a lot of stuff going on, organizing who you're spending time with, when you're going to spend time with them, who you want to reconnect with, or what hobbies you might want to pursue, or extra things in your free time. For me, this is going to be continuing different social outings. So continuing my book club that has been going since spring and summer. We did fall off last month. Everyone was very busy with summer things. So reevaluating that, trying to get another date on the books. And also for me, adding in that sand volleyball. So I guess in this regard, I did take a look at my social calendar. And I'm like, wait, I can add a thing here and there to my weekly routine to see people, to have fun, to have a hobby. How about you? Are you evaluating this category or do you feel like it's already full?
I think this category has a lot of room for improvement. And during my solo time when Clay leaves next week, I think this is an area I need to take inventory of and really decide who and what and how I want that to look. Living abroad is so complicated with relationships and friendships because all of these people that I used to see all of the time, now if I go back to Omaha or we meet up somewhere, it's like a lot of time together in that moment because it's like, okay, let's spend the whole day together. Let's take a trip together. And then maybe you don't see them for a year. It's very, very different. And so Clay and I were talking about this and we were like, it's hard because we have so many friends. Like I feel like my friend bucket is full and I already have a hard time remembering to say happy birthday to everyone and making it to all of these events and weddings and whatever. But in our city that we live in Harlem, we're like, we don't have friends. So it's kind of a double-edged sword because we're like, okay, if we make more friends, now we have more friends to keep up with. But we were talking a few weeks ago, friends are like the people that you do life with, not just catch up with. And so even though I still want to maintain all of my relationships from my past, I don't think it's good or fair if we don't make any new friends in the actual place that we live. Like you need to have a support group around you. So I need to figure that out. I don't really know what that looks like. I'm excited to have more people that I love come and visit us. Like that would make me more happy than anything, getting to show the people that I care and love my lifestyle over here. But as far as day to day, I need like to do a deep meditation on this. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel like that yoga goes hand in hand with personal development, getting your mind right, spirituality. I feel like all of that you've got in check. So I would not beat yourself up too much on this category. But yeah, if there's any hobbies or things you want to do in your town, maybe now's the time to think. Because with the friends thing, you could make friends if you like pottery and find a pottery class, or not just for you, anyone listening that's in the same boat. Or if you like reading, finding there's book clubs at different restaurants or coffee shops and stuff. So if you relate with what Allison's saying, obviously you're pregnant, so you're in a different phase of your life where I don't feel like you have the time. Maybe you do, but it doesn't have to be a priority to go out and fill this bucket just quite yet. You got a lot on your plate, but I don't think it's the worst, hardest situation to deal with at all.
No, that's true. Even though it's kind of like looming in the back of my head. Yeah. I think the eight dimensions of wellness, social is the one that can be the most fun.
Yes, absolutely. And with this one as well, personal growth, a fun challenge this fall could be if there's something that you want to work on in personal development in your life, make it a challenge, put that on the calendar, whether that's learning a new language.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Or working on public speaking or truly anything. If you're in an industry where there's a conference or a workshop or anything, try to challenge yourself to put that on the calendar and work on that. Because with my language learning, I've been doing that since April. And I feel like consistency is really where you're going to see progress, even though I did that in the spring. Maybe now with fall being organized, now's the time to get yourself organized and put something that requires consistency on your calendar.
No, I've been so inspired that you actually like are taking Spanish tutoring lessons. And when Clay and I were on this road trip going through Germany, I studied German for 5 years in college and I was getting so excited because I was like, holy shit, I didn't remember how much German I actually remembered. Like I have so much vocabulary. My sentence fluency is not great, but every sign I'm like, I literally know what everything says. Like I was getting so happy. But it's putting me into like an excited back to school mood. Cause you know how when you were in school, it was always like summer's fun, but I love to learn. I would get excited to go back to school because I'm like, oh yeah, I get to learn again. And so I ordered a bunch of blank flashcards. I need to come up with some method of deciding how I'm going to go about teaching myself Dutch, because I almost feel like on the flashcard, I need the English, Spanish, German, and Dutch word because now I have so many going on in my brain. I'm like, well, I know that's the word in Dutch for that. But then that over there, I know the German word. And that over there, I know the Spanish word. And I need, as a visual person, I need to see it all written out. And so I'm inspired that you have been doing your weekly Spanish lessons. And whether I do it maybe with another expat who's living in the Netherlands or something, and we meet up once a week for coffee and just even practice our flashcards to each other, that is something I need to commit to.
Yeah,
and just make me excited.
Yeah, it is so fun. And there are definitely times where I don't want to jump on because I'm like, oh, I don't feel like my Spanish brain is working right now. But you got to push through. That's how you're going to see the progress. And another pro tip, language learning apps are free with your library card. If you're in the US, I'm sure you can get someone to share their library card with you. I'll share you with mine. I'll send you my number. But
I do Mango, still have my Omaha one.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Mango is a big app that is partnered with a lot of libraries, and it's a language learning app. Mm. So instead of paying for Duolingo or paying for Babbel or any of those other language learning ones, you can get it for free.
No
way. And maybe
way.
Dutch is on there. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Mango.
Yeah. Yes. If just type in your library and type in language learning and see if they're partnered, and then you can log into your portal and so many free language learning, like so many Spanish lessons and stuff, all for free.
Wow. Okay. I will definitely do that because there's nothing more rewarding or on the flip side, more embarrassing than being in a situation where someone else is bilingual, trilingual, and you're just the American that doesn't know. And I feel like in my head, I'm so confident. I do know so much, but then I panic to speak it. And I'm like, oh, but I know what to say. And so I've got to just like get over the fear part of it.
For sure. Yeah. Practice. Even when you feel like you're sounding dumb, just got to push through. Okay. Well, that was our back to school tips, tricks for getting organized. I'm excited. I'm feeling motivated in these areas that I'm lacking. I have some ideas that I really think I can implement.
Yes. And I think this timing, we're a little over halfway through the year, is good to reevaluate some of those goals that we set in January, because I feel like all of us get excited about the new year and new goals. And then all of a sudden summer comes and we do other stuff. And now is a good time to revisit those. We have 4 months left in the year to set out to accomplish what we wanted. And I'm speaking to myself because I need to buckle down and get my booty in gear for the rest of 2025. So thank you guys for being here. Good luck in all of your cleaning and organizing and re-evaluating of whatever is going on in your life.
And we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.